truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 3rd, 2022, the first show of the new year. And so, hopefully we're going to see something good happen. Although, I was thinking over the weekend, and I hope you all had a happy and safe new year as well. I kind of wonder why there's such a big deal about the new year. It's really just a point on the Earth's orbit around the sun. And everybody acts like it's this wonderful transition, but it really isn't, because the good people are still good. The bad people are still bad. The politicians are still corrupt. Government and the media are still lying to us, and the war drums are beating, if anything, louder than before. So we've got a lot of news to cover today, and we're going to try and get as much in before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, observations, and a specific request. What do you see happening in this new year? That's the question for the callers today here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and so let's get right on into it. A little bit of breaking news. There are reports coming out of Washington, D.C. that Nancy Pelosi will resign from Congress after the 2022 midterm elections, and I certainly hope that that's true and not somebody's idea of a sick joke. Meanwhile, Corbin Trent, who is the former communications director for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, described Joe Biden as old as blank, you can fill in the word, deeply unpopular, largely ineffective, and the Democrats are going to get demolished in the midterms. And yeah, it does certainly look like that's going to be the situation. Meanwhile, over at the January 6th witch hunt, former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, a former advisor to President Trump, provided the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th protest with a trove of documents in response to a subpoena by the panel for efforts supposedly to overturn the election. Actually, what Trump was trying to do was point out that the 2020 election was flat out stolen. And interestingly enough, somebody made the observation, the government is supposed to rule with the consent of the governed, but by default, if they stole the election, they do not have the consent of the people. Just something to keep in mind. Meanwhile, Peter Navarro insists he has proof that would make it very apparent that President Trump had nothing to do with the events of January 6th. The problem is getting it to the congressional investigators. The January 6th committee just does not want to have anything to do with him. They don't want to see any evidence that might undermine the narrative of Trump tried to stage an insurrection and overthrow the United States of America, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, just a reminder again of how bad politics can get. There was this Democrat elected official in Darby Township, Pennsylvania, Marvin Smith. He's 50 years old. He has been arrested and charged with raping a 15-year-old boy. And boy, is this the best that we can come up with in terms of our leaders? There's something wrong there. Meanwhile, getting on back to Ghislaine Maxwell. She's back behind bars, and I'm looking at this article. This is from The Guardian saying, she's looking at 30 years or basically the rest of her life in prison, and that she may try and cut her jail time down to just 10 years, be out in 7 on good behavior, if she starts cooperating with prosecutors and starts naming names. Now, her brother is insisting she will not rat anybody out for a lighter sentence, and I can understand why he's saying that, because some of those names that she could name are in a position to be able to get rid of her, to Epstein her, if you will. And so the instant she starts naming names, there's going to be a big, big target on her back. Meanwhile, lawyers for Prince Andrew are in emergency talks right now amid fears that Ghislaine Maxwell could, in fact, name him. And right now, the prince is facing his own lawsuit from accuser Virginia Roberts. And the settlement agreement between Virginia and Jeffrey Epstein was made public today. And the idea is Prince Andrew's lawyers are saying, well, she settled. She got $500,000, and that was supposed to be the end of it. Now, the settlement agreement, of course, does not name the prince specifically, but the prince's lawyers are saying that the settlement agreement should be construed as encompassing everything that the prince did, not just Jeff Epstein. All righty. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., released a New Year's statement and included the quote, "No one has ever complied their way out of totalitarianism. This is the hill we need to die on." Very, very strong words. And he said, "There's three things you need to remember in this critical day and age. Once government acquires a power, it never lets it go voluntarily. Every power that government acquires, using the pandemic as an excuse, it will ultimately abuse to the maximum effect possible. This is as certain as gravity." And then finally, "Nobody has ever complied their way out of totalitarianism. Every time you comply, the demands will get greater and greater." We certainly saw that last year. I mean, we're now entering year three of 15 days to flatten the curve. That's where we are right now. So there was this poll by the Washington Post, University of Maryland. Very alarming numbers. They came on up that 34% of Americans now say violence against the government is justified. I find that very worrying and troubling, but I think it indicates just how close we are to violence in the streets of America, which is something I do not encourage and I do not support. John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy Sr. Used to say, when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. And unfortunately, I think we're about to prove that maxim correct here. Getting into election fraud, and the Democrats are going to try and steal the midterms this year because it's what they do. Out in California, Governor Newsom signed a bill into law last September. It goes into effect at the first of the year here. And under the new law, all voters will be mailed ballots for statewide and local elections. Even if they're going to show up at the polls themselves, they're all going to get a ballot in the mail. And of course, this is going to make it easier for the Democrats to steal elections, because there's going to be all these official ballots floating around just ready to fill out. And frankly, if you're in California and you plan on voting in person, if you get one of those ballots, you just tear it up, make it unusable. Absolutely. Down in Texas, they're doing their election audit down there. They found 450,000 duplicate registrations. And they also found there are almost 10,000 non-citizens registered to vote. That's how bad it is really going on. Another article, this one over in the womensystems.com, talking about the fraud at Detroit's TCF Center. A whistleblower has come forward saying, "I literally watched thousands of unverified ballots get run through the machines." So, I mean, they had to really go overboard to steal the election away from Trump, and they made it so obvious everybody is noticing. Now, Joe Biden has nominated Nancy Bana Abudu. She's the deputy legal director at the Southern Poverty Law Center. She's being nominated to serve on the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. And it is her opinion that requiring proof of citizenship to vote is voter suppression. And it's kind of hard to see the logic or rationale behind that, because only U.S. citizens are supposed to vote. And, you know, we all have ID. We have driver's licenses. We have other documentation that we could show. But the votes they're worried about suppressing are, of course, the illegal immigrant votes, because they're just flooding these people in here, hoping they're all going to vote Democratic to go on getting more free stuff at your and my expense. getting into COVID, a lot of news about COVID. This situation has really spun totally out of control. There is a story, there's a new report out showing that the FDA approved ivermectin can kill coronavirus within 48 hours. And this is not the first time studies have been done showing that ivermectin is very effective against COVID. But Big Pharma does not want a cheap and, you know, easy to get cure. Their money is in constant treatments, constant vaccinations, and so they don't want that to go away. Now, Twitter may have overstepped itself right now. On New Year's Eve, Representative Andy Biggs went on the Lisa Booth on the Ingraham Angle to discuss Big Pharma and the ongoing coronavirus crisis. And during the discussion, Representative Biggs criticized Big Pharma for not considering cheap treatment alternatives like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And that tweet was deleted, and the account has been temporarily suspended from the Twitter platform. Twitter only wants you to see the Big Pharma propaganda. And it gets worse than that. This is a little bit alarming. Some very sharp readers, if you will, of the Gateway Pundit discovered that when they sent text messages through T-Mobile that included a link to the Gateway Pundit, the links were being erased. And they tried sending the links to other area codes, and they came through just fine. And by the way, I'm not feeling quite so alone right now, because on the last day of 2021, the Gateway Pundit and Jim Hoff were banned from PayPal without warning. Exactly the same thing that happened to me. And now tech giants are using this new method to censor and control what you're able to see, read, and discuss online. They're literally filtering the text messages between two individuals to remove offending links or information. I mean, we're descending totally into fascism right here. Now, Twitter, as I mentioned before, may have really stepped over the line, because they banned Republican U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, supposedly for COVID misinformation. And yet, if you go over to Twitter, the account depicting Republicans in pornographic acts remains active. If you go to Twitter and you go up to the little search bar and you type in words like topless, you'll see what Twitter feels is suitable content for their readers. But by golly, question the vaccine mandate, the vaccine propaganda, and you are out of there. And all Marjorie Taylor Greene did was quote from the government's vaccine adverse event reporting system that is supported by the CDC and the FDA. And for quoting the official U.S. government numbers, she got banned. Now, she has switched over to Getter and Telegram to respond to this, and this is causing a lot of anger and concern, not just with Marjorie Taylor Greene, but other members of Congress who are all of a sudden aware that their attempts to keep communications going with their constituents could be similarly cut off. So Representative Lauren Boebert is vowing to hold Twitter accountable for this ban. This may actually increase the call for these social media companies to be reminded that there is a First Amendment right to free speech inside our society. So, getting on over to Dr. Fauci, he's now out there saying that fully vaccinated and boosted Americans better not go out to public places right now. He's still out there enjoying his power and influence and directing people's lives here. Fauci also came on out, said that there will be further clarification coming very soon from the CDC about the COVID-19 isolation guidelines. So they're going to be bringing down more restrictions on us. Meanwhile, Fauci was caught lying again. He was asked about non-mRNA COVID vaccines like Covaxin, and Fauci said they have not been approved in the U.S. because they have not applied. Well, he lied once again. Yes, the applications have in fact been filed for these non-mRNA vaccines, and the FDA is just apparently sitting on them here. Fauci on TV admitted that when a kid comes into a hospital for a broken leg, the hospital will test him for COVID. And if the kid tests positive, the kid gets counted as a COVID hospitalization individual, even though he's actually in the hospital for a broken leg. And it's the same for adults. They're just trying to keep up the numbers, keep up the fear porn here. Now, a lot of people have been talking about Donald Trump and why he persists in supporting the vaccines. And it may be monetary. He may own a lot of stock in the vaccine companies. It's hard to find a politician who doesn't in this day and age. It may be his own vanity that he still wants to take credit for getting these treatments out there in record time. But this is going to blow back on him in 2024. It really will. However, in a recent interview, he did come on out and say that he was opposed to mandating vaccinations. So it's a little bit of a softening of his standing on that particular issue. Over in Denmark, their health chief says that Omicron is bringing about the end of the pandemic and we will have our normal lives back in 2 months, which means it's time to find another variant of the COVID to keep us all paralyzed with fear. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized COVID-19 booster shots for all children over the age of 12 and children aged 5 to 11 who are immunocompromised. Got to keep that product moving. Over in Israel, they're claiming that a storm of COVID is coming, and they have announced a fourth jab will be given to medical staff and all those people over 60. Over in Turkey, they're now on their fifth dose of COVID-19 booster vaccine shots. Going to run out of needles here. Now, there's an interesting observation. This is coming out of GreatGameIndia.com. Representative Kat Kamark, Republican of Florida, said the White House wants to create class warfare between the vaccinated and unvaccinated Americans in order to generate turmoil and maintain power. And it does seem like that is part of the agenda, to get the vaccinated to hate the unvaccinated and vice versa. And again, we're a nation in turmoil. Nobody can argue with that one. New York is apparently taking their inspiration from Australia. The New York Senate is preparing to vote on a bill that would allow the forcible removal of COVID-positive individuals who are deemed potentially dangerous to the public health. And the bill would also allow the state to forcibly inject the unvaccinated. They are so desperate to get these vaccines into as many arms as they can, despite the growing reports of adverse reactions from these shots, plus the admission they don't really stop COVID. You get these mRNA gene therapies, you still get COVID, you can still pass it on. It's all downside. There's no upside to any of this right now. Out in California, they are ignoring the recent CDC pullback on the quarantine restrictions, and instead they're going to require additional testing recommendations to exit isolation and quarantine and improved masking measures, much more stringent than the CDC currently recommends. And the CDC recently released new guidance minimizing their recommended guidelines for self-isolation and quarantines. The state of California is ignoring that in favor of much stricter laws. By the way, little footnote, last week I was very sick. I didn't know what it was. My doctor gave me one of those home antigen tests, and it came back negative, only to find out that the home antigen test cannot detect the Omicron variety. Well, last Sunday, apparently COVID has hit Claire's church. The pastor and his wife are in isolation after the pastor tested negative. And what was really weird was he's already been in quarantine because he had some major surgery a little while ago. And so they're sick, and a lot of people were missing from church. So it's definitely hitting hard there. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about COVID-19. Now, out in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest school district in America, voted last September to mandate that all students 12 and older be vaccinated by the 10th of this month. They have just now canceled that vaccine mandate because they have found over 30,000 kids are refusing to comply with that vaccine mandate. So that's gone out the window. A little bit of a good news there. Meanwhile, down in Texas, a judge has dismissed the federal Head Start Early Childhood Program meant to require employees or students in the state to wear masks or be immunized to attend or teach in the program. This came from Judge James Wesley Hendricks, and he said that Head Start cannot ask for masks and vaccines in Texas, though he stopped short of granting the state and Lubbock Independent School Districts that the mandates be blocked in the program nationwide. And so we got that one. Now, France is now going to allow U.S. travelers to visit, but you're going to have to quarantine for 10 days. Israel is also starting to open up their borders as well. And in a sign of things that may be coming, citizens in Brazil beat up the mayor of Toritama for mandating vaccine passports to eat and mandatory vaccinations for children. And there are a lot of protests all over the world. And let's see, there was this one over in Europe. Well, we'll get down to it. It's out of sequence here. Meanwhile, let's see. There is a new research out, and it's basically confirming that the spike protein increases the possibility of heart attacks and destroys your immune system permanently. And the more booster shots you get, the worse the damage your immune system becomes. Well, boy, there's a trade builder right there. Let's ruin everybody's immune system, and they'll be dependent on doctors and pharmaceuticals for the rest of their lives here. Even the New York Times reported on this one. So a little tip of the hat for finally actually reporting real news. Meanwhile, over at CNN, Anderson Cooper is suggesting that people who aren't vaccinated should be cut out of the Social Security system. This is older Americans, people like Claire and I, that if we don't get all the booster shots and everything, we will lose our Social Security benefits, which, by the way, that's our money. We paid it in. Now the government is giving it back to us here. Okay, there is a video, it's over at Station Gossip, and it says it's this Dr. Gottlieb, who is now admitting cloth masks don't provide protection against COVID-19. And we've been saying that all along. It's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. It's just not going to work. It certainly made the mask manufacturers and their stockholders very, very wealthy. And it was something the government did just to make it look like the government was doing something. But as most things from the government, it turned out to be pretty much useless. Meanwhile, technocrats are going on a censorship rampage trying to prevent the total collapse of the COVID narrative. And you know, this included Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Dr. Robert Malone. And yeah, people are waking up. I think that the fact that 30,000 students in the LA Unified School District are refusing to get the shots shows people are waking up to what's going on. Now, over at YouTube and Twitter, they deleted this interview that Joe Rogan did with Dr. Robert Malone. And in this interview, which, by the way, it's still up on BitChute. BitChute is towing the line on freedom of speech, and I've got the video linked to whatreallyhappened.com. Malone claimed the United States is now like Nazi Germany, with society hypnotized to believe in vaccines and the extreme pandemic measures, even though just opening your eyes shows they're not really working. And Malone is saying that we're basically living through a mass formation psychosis. I think I was saying last week that this whole COVID nonsense will warrant its own chapter in any future editions of The Madness and Delusions of Crowds, which is a very good book, by the way. So Dr. Robert Malone was interviewed by Newsmax after being banned from Twitter, and he said he's focused on telling the truth, and he needs to get that truth out there. And he does, and we need to help. We need to keep spreading all this information. Now, Robert Malone basically came on out with a very, very good question. What if the largest experiment on human beings in history is a failure? And he may well be right. And he was responding to a report from a life insurance company right here in Indiana that showed a dramatic increase in deaths among working age Americans. Oh, we got to take another break for commercials here. All right, we'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. And breaking news, Devin Nunes has just announced his resignation from the House of Representatives, effective at midnight tonight. He is leaving to take a top management position at Donald Trump's new media company, and I'm going to send him a resume myself. What the heck? What can I tell you here? Getting on back to COVID, and we have talked about this before because it was sort of common knowledge around this part of Indiana. Humans have infected wild deer with COVID-19 in a handful of states, and there is evidence the coronavirus has been spreading among the deer. And originally they were saying the deer aren't really suffering from it, but I've noticed this year there are definitely a lot fewer deer floating around than there was this time last year. So that's going to form a natural reservoir, meaning even if we get rid of it in the human population, it can possibly come on back here. Over at the White House briefing room, they have kicked out all non-mainstream media reporters. They claim it's because of COVID, and they need to socially distance those corporate media prostitutes and correspondents, all over the floor here. Out in Minnesota, there's a doctor, Scott Jensen. He is a veteran Minnesota family physician, and he's in a dispute with the state regulators over COVID-19. And he's raising alarm that the state medical board is now seeking the records of his patients who were prescribed ivermectin. Now, Jensen has faced five licensing investigations in 17 months, and he said the latest request is crossing a line, invading the medical privacy of patients. Absolutely. That's what HIPAA is all about. And he says, if the Board of Medical Practice gets documentation for me, I think there's a lot of folks out there that are concerned their health privacy would not have been protected and that indeed they can be identified. So more abuse of power coming from the government here. Interestingly enough, back in 2019, months before the first reported outbreak of COVID-19, there was a law passed authorizing fake COVID-19 statistics and data. Okay? This law allows U.S. government agencies to publish falsified data and statistics, including for national security and law enforcement purposes. In other words, they gave themselves a license to lie to the American people. And so we can't trust anything coming out of the government. Not that we ever could, but we can. Meanwhile, the fake vaccine card business is really, really booming. And it is in turn triggering this rush to get our vaccine information onto an implantable chip. And I'll tell you, I don't want that chip in me. I really don't here. This is the one I was going to talk about. There are protests against COVID masks and everything all over. But one particularly ugly episode took place in Amsterdam, where the people were out there protesting the lockdown, and the police basically sicked attack dogs on them, used batons on them. The videos have gone viral all over the network. It's an absolutely brutal put down of the people for expressing their concerns in a supposedly democratic society. And that giant boot is coming down. Now, everybody's talking about how many people died of COVID and how many people died of this and that. The leading cause of death in 2021 all over the world turns out to be abortion, with 43 million babies killed. 43 million. That's insane. Absolutely insane here. Up in New Hampshire, a little bit of good news. The Family Life Protection Act goes into effect. Abortions are now banned after 24 weeks. And so, yeah, that would be a good thing. And, you know, let me reiterate my position. I understand that there are situations in which abortion is necessary and justified, rape, incest, scans showing a horribly deformed fetus and so forth and so on. What I'm opposed to is this casual attitude where abortion is simply treated as an after-the-fact birth control by people who just don't want to take responsibility for their own sexuality. I do have a real problem with that. All right, getting into the international news, Biden and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, including Russia and China, issued a joint statement to avoid nuclear war and prevent the arms race. It certainly sounds good. Nobody's probably going to be paying that much attention to it because the arms race is continuing between the U.S. and China and Russia. It really is. China is modernizing their military. Russia's got the Zircon and the various other weapons they're developing here. Down in South Africa, a massive fire has completely destroyed the National Assembly building, the parliament. The roof collapsed, gutted an entire floor of one building, and the fire just raged into the night. It may have been arson. Police arrested a 51-year-old man in the building and are opening an investigation. So people are getting angry. They really are getting angry. Meanwhile, there is talk about improving Guam's missile defenses, because if, in fact, the U.S. is dumb enough to go to war against China, Guam will more or less be on the front line the way Hawaii was during World War II and the war in the Pacific. So they're talking about defending Anderson Air Force Base, the submarine base, and more broadly, Guam itself. And so they want to load the island up with all kinds of missiles to discourage China from behaving badly. Of course, nobody's discouraging the United States from behaving badly. And there's an interesting observation from foreignaffairs.com about the U.S. push for war with China. And this article is basically saying Washington may be preparing for the wrong sort of war. And defense planners appear to believe they can win a short conflict in the Taiwan Strait merely by blunting a Chinese invasion. Chinese leaders, for their part, seem to envision rapid, paralyzing strikes that break Taiwanese resistance and present the United States with a fait accompli. Both sides would prefer a splendid little war in the Western Pacific, but that might not be the war they get, with the real war turning out to be long, prolonged, costly, and deadly. Now, Chinese media is sounding a warning to the United States that if it tried an F-35 raid against Russia in the Black Sea, they would be in for a big surprise. And China is mentioning Russia's advanced regional air defense network, saying that the recently upgraded S-300 PM-2 long-range air defense systems deployed in Crimea would come as a big surprise to any foreign jets violating Russian airspace. They have improved radar, ultra-sensitive target detection and tracking, which would enable them to actually see these supposedly stealthy aircraft at distances between 200 and 250 kilometers, well beyond the range of the F-35's onboard missiles. So already the F-35 is obsolete. You know, what a huge waste of money, and, you know, it's already it's obsolete here. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday told Ukraine's President Zelensky the United States and its allies will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. And I'm scratching my head. What do they mean by further? Russia has not invaded Ukraine. But I don't know. Maybe it's just Biden's brain continuing to deteriorate. On the anniversary of Soleimani's assassination, the Jerusalem Post website was hacked, and the hackers posted a fake image of the secret Israeli nuclear facility, meaning Dimona, being hit in a missile strike. And the hackers are, of course, being labeled as pro-Iranian. Meanwhile, there is a military escalation underway in the Gaza Strip. Israeli bombs have targeted various positions throughout Gaza last Saturday. And the military claimed the attacks came in response to two rockets fired from Gaza that fell into the Mediterranean Sea. Yes, that would be quite offensive here. Now, no Palestinian group has claimed responsibility or confirmed the launch of the rockets, suggesting it may have been a false flag. And the Israeli attacks, however, seem to target positions of various Palestinian groups. So, meanwhile, once again, dozens of Jewish settlers stormed the Al-Aqsa complex in Jerusalem. They forced their way into the mosque compound on Sunday. And in a statement, the Jordan-run Islamic Waqf Department, which oversees holy sites in Jerusalem, said that Jewish settlers entered the complex through the Al-Mugarbar gate under Israeli police protection. Now, to understand why this is so upsetting, imagine if some Muslim or Israeli group, hardcore, crashed into your church during your worship services. How would you feel about that? That's what this really comes on down to. Last year, 2021, Israeli forces killed 357 Palestinians, including a 90-year-old man. Boy, he must have been really scary and formidable. 22% of those killed were children, a total of 79 victims. So that keeps going here. Meanwhile, Israel's foreign minister, Yair Lapid, is still talking tough, saying the world can't imagine our capabilities to attack Iran. And what he's dropping hints about is Israel's nuclear arsenal. I forget who it was who said the Arabs may have the oil, but we've got the matches. And if Israel were to use their nuclear weapons, it would come at a high political cost because of all the years of dodging the issue. It would certainly anger a lot of Americans because under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, it is illegal for the United States government to send your tax money to any nation that has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement or allow IAEA inspections on their nuclear facilities, and Israel has done none of those. Meanwhile, Israel has signed a $3 billion, with a B, dollar deal for U.S. helicopters and refueling planes. They're going to buy 12 Lockheed Martin heavy transport helicopters and two Boeing KC-46 refueling planes from the United States. And guess who ultimately paid for all of that? And it wasn't Israel. Remember the USS Connecticut? That's the one that basically ran into something in the South China Sea. They're saying it was an underwater seamount. This sort of calls into question, can't these submarines actually know where they are or detect with sonar that there's a big rock wall coming up? Anyway, Congress has already allocated about $50 million to repair that submarine and put it back in service. So it's a big one. Over in Great Britain, Tony Blair has received a knighthood. He is now Sir Tony, and military mothers are very angry about that. They're describing Tony Blair's knighthood as the ultimate insult, saying it makes a mockery of our son's death. And there is a petition out there saying that Tony Blair should be stripped of his knighthood. It has already racked up 500,000 signatures in just a few days. So we'll see what happens with that. And people are out there saying he should be held accountable for war crimes. But people at that level seldom are. And it's an ugly reality here. Over in France, big stink there. Now, France is at the start of its six-month presidency of the European Union, and the government thought it would be a really cool idea to remove the flag of France from the Arc de Triomphe and replace it with the European Union flag. That triggered a huge, huge backlash from people like Marine Le Pen and the citizenry in general. And so the government of France has reversed the policy, removed the EU flag, and restored the flag of France. Over in Iraq, two armed suicide drones with the word Soleimani's Revenge were shot down by U.S.-led coalition forces at the Baghdad airport on the anniversary of the 2020 U.S. killing of the Iranian general. All right, let's get into the economic news. And the Biden administration is out there trying to impose new requirements for gas mileage. And the real goal may be to reduce car ownership by making it impossible to manufacture the cars that meet these mileage standards. And, they really don't believe in a free market here. And this is a program of deliberately lowering our lifestyle to match that of the rest of the world so they can drop the borders for the globalists here. Now, Manchin has said that he will reopen negotiations with Biden on the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better bill if the child care tax credits are taken out or the income cap is significantly lowered. So they're still trying to talk that thing through. $1.75 trillion, of course, is not an accurate number. Ultimately, it's going to turn out to be closer to $5 trillion. Meanwhile, over in China, the Evergrande shares, they stopped trading. They just stop trading them. Pending the release of inside information, Evergrande is currently dealing with $300 billion in liabilities. Okay. Now, another little article here. This is called 2022, the year of the breakdown, and they're talking about the supply chain. And, you know, people are going to desperate measures to try and keep the supply chain moving. And they talk about the ships that ship containers around the world. Shipping containers revolutionize shipping and reduce costs by commoditizing containers, all standard sizes, container ships specifically designed to carry thousands of containers, and container ports with specifically designed cranes. We've all seen them in pictures, but they've been backing up, and it's really not working. And all I can say is, if only we were building container ships and ports instead of warships. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, We won't say we did. The towers in
Welcome back to our show here, and I want to skip on back to the topic of COVID, because One American News is running a story right now in which government data it reveals that almost 1 million people have suffered injuries or deaths from the COVID-19 vaccinations. 100,000 had to be hospitalized. I mean, this is totally, totally out of control. Getting on back to the economic news here, a common component of all modern cars are the catalytic converters, which convert some of the exhaust byproducts from the internal combustion engine into more harmless forms and water vapor. And these catalytic converters contain precious metals, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. And those metals have skyrocketed in value over the last 2 years. And as a result, there is a surge in the theft of these catalytic converters. Now, they're on the outside of the car. They're underneath the car, right next to the muffler, but they're easy to get at and easy to remove. And the theft of this car part has quadrupled across the United States of America. Now, thieves can get about $300 for one of these catalytic converters because of the precious metals inside. And to replace it is going to cost about $1,000. Now, usually that's covered by your insurance, but meanwhile, you cannot legally drive the car until the new part arrives. And because of the supply chain problems, that wait could be as long as 6 weeks. So that's a major problem, and somebody needs to come up with a way of thief-proofing these catalytic converters. Let's talk about immigration here. It's getting ugly. Every year, an estimated 2,000 Americans are killed by illegal aliens. And in 2021, Breitbart News reported on 25 specific cases where illegal aliens are accused of killing American citizens, some in drunk driving crashes, others in brutal scenarios like stabbings and beatings. So yes, by golly, let's keep those borders wide, wide open here, because no price is too great to pay to steal an election here. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, there's a filmmaker, Tommy Robinson. He has a new documentary coming on out on Muslim grooming gangs, where they groom children to be sexually abused. And yesterday he had to appeal to British parents, patriots rather, to come to the aid of one of his victims' families who were being threatened and intimidated in the town of Telford, where one of the most depraved rape gangs is located. Telford police confirmed 3 separate incidents in Telford on the 30th of December. 2 were suspected arson, and 1 an incident of criminal damage. So, yeah, how's this open border policy working out for you? Oh, my goodness. There. All right, time to take station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.